Hilariously Melbourne. We here on the Fefe and Nick show, we've got a wonderful team of producers, and our new producer Renee has joined the team. With a skill, Renee, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, guys.
Now, you have brought in a box of tarot cards, is that right?
Yeah, these ones aren't too hippie. They're the animal spirit guide cards.
And so
what?
You...
All right. A little bit hippie. Hold on. It gets worse.
Had to ease you into it.
Yeah. And so, I've just got to point out straight away that Renee, who you're replacing, Casey, the producer, Casey from Frankston, never brought in tarot cards.
No, you didn't.
I think they're illegal in Frankston.
Fitzroy, they're safe.
These tarot cards, I believe, can tell us what our animal spirit is. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you've just got to draw one card, and then each card has like a bit of a different description as to what that card means.
How much money do we put in the pot?
Zero.
How does this work?
I keep getting the pig. I've drawn the pig twice in the last week. So
The vegan eater.
Yeah, yeah, I've been on the pizza.
All right, let's do
now, this.
This
is fun. Okay, so Fev,
I'll be a rhino.
You
or an
pick a card. Let's start with Fev.
You need to hold it up to your heart.
Oh god!
And then go through and pick one card. Shut your eyes. That's welcome here.
This is great.
Yep. All right, Nick, your turn.
Ooh. We've never had any.
That's not real.
Hold it.
Just hold it on your heart, Fev.
Don't reveal.
You hold it on your heart. This is great.
All right, Fifi, you're up.
Okay, beautiful. So hold the pack to my heart, close my eyes, and just pick any card.
That's a lion.
This one's good. Okay, I got that one.
All right, Fev, what have you got?
A mouse.
A mouse? Hey, there's a mouse in the house. What does it say?
It says, you're overlooking some important details, so pay closer attention to what's going on.
Ooh.
Mm.
You're a mouse.
But if the man with four
What's
kids that
mean?
Plays 8 hours a cot a day, he might be overlooking some things.
I have this book in my hand that has more descriptions on each of the animals. But, yeah, Nick, what do you have?
A condor.
Oh, that's good.
You're a snake.
Is sick.
I like it. What does it say?
You're too enmeshed in this situation. So step back and see the bigger picture before making any decisions or taking action.
Ooh, what does that mean for
that's
you?
That's deep.
You're too enmeshed in this situation. My wife's heavily pregnant.
You can't get out of that.
Luch, I've got to step back to the Goldie for a weekend with the boys, I've got to figure this out.
Okay, here we go.
Condor.
I've got a zebra. That's nice. I like that. Let go of your fear and know that you are safe and protected at all times.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Yep. And you've kind of got an animal print on here today.
I look a bit like a zebra.
Tell me this doesn't work. Come on.
Okay, I like that.
Hold on, is that the end of the game?
No, we can read through them, but it's quite lengthy.
Yeah, mate, we've got plenty. We've got 40 minutes. We've got 40. I want to know what this stupid mouse is. It's little.
It's not a stupid mouse.
It is.
The mouse is
mouse
great.
You're a mouse. I'm a zebra, and Nick's a condor.
And I'm a condor.
It's really impressive.
Eat me. You'd fly down and eat me. Give it to me.
Pay closer attention to other people's body language, how they move, their gestures, facial expressions, and general posture. When you focus not only on what individuals are saying, but also on their body language, you'll find that you are considerably more, you have considerably more information that you can use to understand what they're really trying to communicate.
He's looking at my body language, Renee, trying to figure out what I'm trying to
say.
She's looking at me.
The associations with this card include caution, details, alertness, efficiency, thoughtfulness, and determination, and nitpicking.
Yeah. Now I'm just looking at
definitely alertness.
I'm looking at Fiona's body language, and she's looking at me saying, "Why would you make her read that? Because we should be going to an ad."
I am going to wrap this up.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
We've noticed a trend on this show, Fev. It involves you and the way you speak to Nick. So you've got a habit at the moment of referring to Nick in a certain way.
Be very careful. It's the way he speaks to me is the way I return serve.
Okay, so it's a little volley match back and forth. So Nick will say something to you, and then
you'll shut me down.
You call Nick
call
a name.
Me up on something, yes.
Now it's tied in beautifully with one of Taylor Swift's new songs we played here on the Fox, Mr. Perfectly Fine. Love Taylor. I can just keep listening to Taylor's song. But
June.
It does tie in with, so Nick, sometimes you say things to Fev that solicit a response that now works beautifully with Taylor's new song.
Righto, Mr. Mathematician.
How's your heart?
think you're funnier than everyone else? Mr. Bloody Financial Man? Mr. Bloody...
I don't know.
Sorry, Mr. Brainiac. Mr. Brick?
Mr. Brick.
Mr. It's a real habit
some
now.
Some other ones right, in
Miss,
the last
Miss
week.
Funny over there.
Mr. Bloody Englishman. Mr. Trying to butt in. But my favourite was Mr. Wang Man.
Why yeah. were you Mr. Wang Man?
I don't know. Weighing.
Oh, Weighing Man.
Weighing. It was something to do with the scales or something. And he, no, because I don't know. I'm not the smartest man.
Neither am I.
Oh, Mr. Scholar. Enough said.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
We're talking about Laughscape, this great comedic relaxation app where very funny people and comedians do, they tell their stories, their funny things that you do, Nick.
Yeah, it's guided meditation. Yeah. So it's mindfulness meets comedy. There's sleep versions of it on the Laughscape app. When you're going to sleep, you play those. But there's also just little de-stressors. If during the day the kids have just got you right to 11 out of 10.
Are you talking about me and Trixie right now?
Yeah, I'm talking about you and Trixie, the 40-year-old child and the 8-year-old running amok here in studio. I'm going to chuck on a de-stressor. Calm down.
Now, I just had a crack at this because what you said, Nick, was what happens? You go into a studio and it's not scripted. You haven't scripted a guided meditation. You just... It's like it streams out of your head, verbal diarrhea, whatever's coming out of you.
Yeah, you just tell a nice story, just a relaxing story. Try and make it humorous about something that's, you know, important to you or something very silly.
I just had a go at this. Now, Fev, it's your turn.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You've got to go,
Fev. Now, Nick's going to tell you what you're going to talk about.
All right. This is going to be your theme, Fev. Just a nice, relaxing story. Tell us about how it feels to kick a winning goal at the MCG. What do you go through?
You wake up on a Saturday morning. The sun is shining. And so are my boots. I jump in the car. I drive on the freeway. I go through the tunnel. The Burnley Tunnel. Then I see the big ground that they call the MCG. The home of football. Melbourne's own. Every other state wishes they had a G.
I'm tearing up.
Every other team wishes they had a Fev. Because once I grace that luscious green grass, I put lots of bums on the seats. Because that's what I do. I'm an entertainer. They shout, F-E-V. Go, Fev, Fev, as I bang through another goal. The hearts of the Collingwood cheer squad are shattered as the final siren sounds and the sun sets in the distance. The MCG lights go on. The cleaners come and pick up all the chip packets, the half-eaten hot dogs, and you hear a seagulls munching on the last chip.
This is beautiful.
As I hop in the car and I drive away, the fans are still saying, F-E-V, Fev. I toot, I wave, I say goodbye as your eyelids shut for another day. Good night. Fev.
Oh, whoa.
Fev, in a moment of pure earnestness, can I say this is your friend, he's known you for a long time, next to your children and possibly a couple of your goals, that is the most beautiful thing you've ever created. That was stunning.
I'm an author.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
God, you nail it when you're allowed to talk just about yourself.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Now, my favourite days are the days where you bring Trixie in, Boxy. Yes. She came in yesterday. We had some fun. So I went outside and I am absolutely stuffed.
I know.
I went outside and I answered a few phones, 13, 10, 60.
Feb got on there like Good Friday appeal, almost.
A guy rang up and said, oh, I want to ring up for Alpha Bucks. I said, 15 minutes when Fifi, Feb, and Nick give the call out, call up. Trixie looks at me and goes,
boring.
Don't do that ever again. She goes, how old are you, Fev? I go, well, that's a bit rude. I go, why? She goes, because you've got all white stuff in your beard.
Boring.
Ouch. I go, I'm 40. And she looked at me with absolute disgust. The barbers aren't open. I can't shave. I look like an old man, and that really hurt.
Oh, it's salt and pepper. It's a good look.
She doesn't understand that. Exactly. Yeah. And kids, see, they're brutally honest. They don't understand social etiquette. They just can say
she
things that are a
me.
Bit, well.
Old shamed me.
Well, I actually showed her a photo of myself and my son, and she said, why isn't that photo in black and white?
Ouch.
It was a slightly older photo
of you when you were a kid, actually.
Yeah, sorry.
So it was a photo.
When I was a little boy.
He was a little boy, so it was like, this is what I looked like when I was a little boy.
Yeah, because I'd showed her a photo of my son, and then I said, this is what I'd look like when I was little. And she said, why isn't that in black and white? That is savage.
Boring.
Yeah.
You are a bit old.
She thinks I've got Sovereign Hill head.
Well, you forgot what you were talking about. That's how old you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's not alone because, Fev, you've already forgotten that your beautiful little baby, Toby.
Oh, yeah. She
shamed you the other day.
Daddy got big tummy.
Oh, sorry. What's Daddy got?
Daddy got the big tummy.
A big tummy? What do you mean? Is Daddy fat?
Yeah.
I copped the same one yesterday, Fev. My son Charlie got home from daycare. Went over to my wife, Luch. She's 36 weeks pregnant. He rubbed her belly and said, baby in mummy's belly. And then came to me, rubbed my belly and
Twins.
Said, daddy, too much food.
Jessica from Geelong. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jess. Now, was this you? You were a brutally honest kid.
Yeah. So we were at a family gathering when I was six. And it was on my dad's side, so mum was in a conversation with a heap of my dad's family, and I looked up and said, mum, are you growing a beard?
And she was
mortified. Oh, my God, I got in so much trouble.
Oh, jeez.
I love when you get to roast your own parents. I got picked up from creche. I must have been two or three, and my mum, she had very long blonde hair, and she'd got it cut really short, and I just hopped in the back seat and looked at her and said, hello, Dad. Oh, she cried all the way.
Was that then you thought I'm going to be a comedian?
Yeah, I've got to do this. Seeing this reaction of absolute despair.
Thanks, Jess. Michelle from also in Geelong. Hey, Michelle.
Detroit.
Hi. So Mother's Day this year, I went to my son's school. They had to draw a portrait of us.
Oh, God.
A beautiful picture. Oh. Then drew a line down the middle of my forehead, and I said, what's that? And he said, that's the wrinkle that goes between your eyes.
Oh,
ouch.
And I reckon it came back at that moment. Michelle, did it pop up? A frown?
Yeah, it did. And before that time, I had no idea that I had a wrinkle between my eyes.
They're like holding a mirror up to yourselves, kids. They tell it like it is.
Which is good.
You know,
good way
what,
to level yourself out a little bit. What do you think of me, kids?
Yeah.
Bang. Oh, God.
The annoying thing about a kid's drawing, though, is probably nailed the wrinkle on the forehead, but then just completely forgot a torso. They'll just draw legs out of the jaw. You go, how'd you spot that? And not my stomach or chest.
Lisa from Hillside. Hi, Lise.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Lise. Now, was this your four-year-old embarrassed
when
you?
When she was four, she was chatting to me while I was in the shower, and I got out and she yelled at me excitedly, Mum, you could go on The Biggest Loser.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, Lisa. Ouch.
My kids would say, Lise.
She was so excited that I could be on TV.
Oh, the poor thing. She was so naive.
Not just kids do it, Boxy. I walked out of the shower, I've told you a couple months ago, and Alex said, geez, did it hail in the shower, did it? I was like, oh. Little dimples on my bum, apparently.
Sitting in a gravel driveway, Fev.
Ouch.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
They're the questions so obscure, so niche, we think we'll only get one caller. We're talking cryptic stealth pregnancies, those times when you just go to the bathroom and you think you've got a tummy ache and then, what? There's a baby on the floor. How did that slip out?
Yeah.
We said we don't believe that is a thing. We only needed one caller. Our switchboard, I don't think's ever been this blocked, unless when we're soliciting for Alpha Bucks. But what is it called?
Bucks.
We do Alpha Bucks.
It's gone.
I am shocked. How can there be this many people having spontaneous pregnancies?
So you said we all don't believe that happened. I think Fev and I do believe it, but you're just so adamant that it's not real. That we, whatever you reckon,
yeah,
you,
right,
you,
yeah.
You did two of them. Whatever you reckon, whatever you say.
I can't believe how many calls there are.
I know. I mean, I actually can't believe this, but
we got one.
Dana in Blackburn. Dana, have you been pregnant and not known?
No, it was a friend of mine, and they were identical twin girls, always very fit, I'd say.
She was having
eight.
Twins?
No. They were twins, are twins.
Oh,
and in the middle of the night, the one twin drove herself to hospital. They were just 20. And she drove herself to hospital, and her mum got a call, "Oh, your daughter's just given birth." And she said, "No, my daughters are upstairs in bed." And they're like, "No, your daughter's just given birth." I had seen her at a party the week before, and she was in a skin-tight white dress, and she was 9 months pregnant.
Oh.
So, Dana, you saw no bump.
There are mums raging right now.
That's just the... What I don't even understand that, how the baby didn't pop out slightly.
Well, they say it's psychosomatic. I mean, she said she didn't know. People think maybe deep down she did know, but it's psychosomatic. I mean, she was 20. She had a boyfriend. Her parents had gone through a dreadful divorce.
It
was just sort of like she'd blocked it out and pretended it wasn't happening.
Okay, Dana. So you saw her out. Then was she drinking? Did she have a belly?
No belly. I'm telling you, a size 8 to 10 in a tight white dress.
Was she on the sauce, having some drinks?
Carrying on as usual. No one would have known anything. No one would have. Her twin sister, who they are the best of friends, her twin sister had no idea.
Wow.
You never want to have to sneak out of mum and dad's house to go give birth, do you?
You don't.
I've just got to take the car.
Dana, thank you for sharing that. And as I said, unbelievably.
We got one!
We've got another one. Vanessa in Moorabbin. Vanessa, have you spontaneously had a stealth pregnancy you didn't know about?
No, it was my best friend.
Okay, talk us through it.
Okay, so it was a couple of weekends in a row, obviously being single ladies. We were out, normal drinking, everything late night, and then... It was a weekend. I tried getting in contact with her to go out again, and she had her phone switched off pretty much for a couple of days in a row. She said she wasn't feeling too well, just thought it was really bad constipation. I did notice, though, in the last couple of weekends we went out, that she may put on a bit of weight, but I thought it was just a normal thing.
Don't
I just thought,
that.
Okay, we all put on weight. And then I was trying to call her. She wasn't answering. And then the next day I got a phone call from her brother saying she just delivered a baby boy at her own apartment in, where was she at the time, Burwood or Hawthorne? She had her own one-bedroom apartment. She said she felt really sick and constipated, so she called the doctor because it was really excruciating, like she couldn't get off her bed. And the next minute she said she felt like she needed to, like, actually go but wasn't going to make it. So she just went there and realised when she went down she just had felt the head and realised in a state of shock that she was actually delivering a baby. So out he came and she did the whole, you know, cutting the cord herself, and the cord was actually wrapped around his neck, the poor thing. So she knew how to clamp it and unwrap
it. So she thought she was doing a number two, but then a baby came out.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she saved it and cut the cord.
She's a hero.
She's done it all.
I mean, I'm really shocked because, like, she was in her late 30s, didn't actually expect me having a baby.
Whoa.
And, and out he came, and nearly 7 years later,
Boxy, be like, if you were the friend and you've been out a couple of weeks and you want to go, geez, you're putting on a few kegs, but you don't want to say it.
I know. But even that's the other mums might relate to how I'm feeling right now, because I am starting to maybe believe this. But when they say put on a few, I mean, I looked like a blimp when I was walking in. Imagine if I said to you, "No, I'm not pregnant. What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
I mean, I was so big I couldn't move, Fev.
I don't know. Yeah, no, you weren't.
We got one!
Oh, hang on. What's happened? We've got another one. Olivia in Melton. Hi, Olivia. Are you there, Olivia?
She's gone. She's having a
baby.
She's having a baby.
Let's go back. to the awkward bit where I asked Fev to call me fat.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks. 101.9 The Fox.
Now, Boxy, we've got you a little surprise. Yay. And you've been talking about these people for a long time now, probably the past couple of months. You've fallen in love with some people.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about habits, my habit at the moment of watching The Wiggles by myself without children in the room. Or listening, I now listen to The Wiggles albums in the car when there's no kids in the car.
Simon! The Red Wiggle Boxy!
Simon's in the Wiggle house!
Nothing about.
Oh. Simon!
Hello, I think you're going to know the lyrics better than I will by the sound of it.
Oh, Simon, I'm Fifi. It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, I know who you are, Fifi. It's lovely to meet you.
Simon, it's so nice to meet you. I am, they've caught me off guard. I'm a little obsessed with you, which... It's weird because I'm now meeting you, but like, because I need to qualify all this. So I've got kids.
Good start. Good start.
Maybe that's good because sometimes people don't.
Yeah.
But what's happened, Simon, is because my Daisy's 2 and Trixie's 8. So I've been introduced through Daisy to you because obviously Trixie was just on the cusp of the former incarnation of the Wiggles. And yes. And now we watch you all day. So you're on all day. Firstly, Daisy wouldn't let us turn you off. But now I find myself just watching The Wiggles without the kids in the room. I listen to you on the way home. And you are my favourite Wiggle. So I'm having this fight with my 8-year-old because she loves Emma. And let's be honest, that's the way that's supposed to play out. And she keeps going,
hack.
Why do you love Simon? And I'm trying to explain to her, your voice is amazing. Like I could, you know, listen to you all day. Follow the leader, everybody. Do like I do.
Sorry, Simon. She's a real fan.
You sound like that, Simon, except you're a trained opera singer. Yeah. So it's a bit different.
Yeah. Oh, look, this is unbelievable. I love it, Fifi. This is great.
How
we'll have
are
to get you?
You
on the road with it.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, don't say that.
I actually went on the road to see. I took my son to see you. I went to the Bendigo show. That's how far I traveled.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Well, come on, Fifi. You've got to get better.
I was looking at dates in Mackay. I was going to fly up to Mackay to see you. So I've peaked with my obsession. Because I've been caught off guard, so I've got verbal diarrhea. I've got to stop talking, let you talk. How are you?
Look, yeah, really good. You know, we're in lockdown in Sydney like everyone is around Australia, but good. But, you know, the great news is now, so you can listen to us in the car, you can listen to us everywhere, but now you can listen to us while you go to sleep.
Oh,
we've
don't
got these
tell
sleep
her that.
Albums out. So.
Get out. Sleep. How do I get to do? I just have to download it like it's an album?
Just on streaming platforms, whatever you use for your streaming. Now you can just all night, you can listen to me hum you to sleep.
I know who didn't make the sleep CD, Zamel the Camel. There's no way.
that's right.
Not an L.
Hey, Simon, you've been involved since 2002. Did you ever think 20 years later you'd still be doing the Wiggles?
Look, you know, early days I was on the periphery. I did a lot of backing vocals and stuff for the original guys. So I was kind of around, but not really. But, you know, that's life, isn't it? You just don't know what's going to pop up. And, you know, I've been very fortunate, especially these last 10 years with, you know, wearing this red skivvy. I do joke, though, because I'm exactly the same size as Murray. So I think that's why I kind of got the job. But I'll take it.
You just said you'd love to get Fee on the road. Now, is there any chance when we all get out of this lockdown that you guys will do something for her? I don't know. We'll get all our kids involved and get Boxy up there and sing some. Because she thinks she's a singer. She actually thinks she's got a great voice. She comes in and sings all these Wiggles songs in the morning. It's unbelievable. Maybe we can get her on set.
Yeah, look, definitely. Look, you know, lockdown has changed the rules for everything, hasn't it? So let's do it.
Well, it's so true. Mate, when I watch all, because I've watched every episode on, you know, repeat, but when I watch the Hawk come in as the honorary Wiggle with his orange top, I'm like, how hard is it? I want to get one of these extra colour tops.
Is there
like,
a
I'll
pink
come
one?
In as indigo
Can you get
or something.
A pink?
I would love that. And
the
then,
pink Wiggle.
How it, now, Simon, this is exciting. Because I'm so obsessed, then I find myself in this wormhole where I start, like, looking all up your personal information. Yeah.
And so you're stalking them?
Yeah, I'm stalking.
What? Is that what a wormhole is?
I don't know.
I'm outside your house. I'm in a wormhole.
Simon.
One of the best things I found out was obviously you and your beautiful wife, Lauren, aka Dorothy the Dinosaur, which is one of the best. And you've got your beautiful baby boy, Asher. How is he?
Yeah, he's great. He's 7 months a couple of days ago. So, you know, as you know it, you know, it changes every day. You think you've got to sort it out and then you don't.
No. But,
you know, it is amazing. And as awful as this pandemic is, it's been incredible because we're normally on the road 8-9 months a year. So here we are at home spending time together and loving it.
Does he like the Wiggles?
He does. You know, I do play it for him a little bit, but I get a bit over it, to be honest.
Simon, is there any chance, because as you said, there's some people without kids that also get into the Wiggles, but could you maybe ever put out, because all the songs are things to teach kids and get kids involved in positive aspects of life, could we do some Wiggles songs, like instead of fruit salad, yummy, yummy, you do a song for adults to remind them of things they have to do. So instead of fruit salad, yummy, yummy, you do bowel screening, yucky, yucky. Or instead of say the dance, do the dance, say the chore, do the chore. And it just helped me around the house.
Yeah, look, I think I'm about to get that email about the bowel screening, so maybe we should do
see?
It.
We'll remind you.
It's so funny, though. You joke, Nick, that these aren't songs for adults. I'm not kidding. Before lockdown a few weeks ago, a girlfriend got in the car with me and the Wiggles was on and she said, oh, you've obviously had Daisy in the car.
No,
that's just me, just listening. Because they're so well written. They're such good songs, Simon. I've only just been into the Wiggles because of Daisy.
Yeah,
I just realised I'd missed a whole decade of fantastic music.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, you know, that's I think why the Wiggles have been around for 30 years, and so, you know, the strength of Anthony and his songwriting abilities, and everyone who's been involved over the years. They are really catchy songs, and we, as much as they're aimed towards children, we don't want the adults to hate them either. We do, because they will be on repeat. And so we want to make sure that all the grown-ups, you know, they have a good time as well.
Can I? I've got a 2-year-old son, Charlie, and a newborn baby, Max. And Charlie, obsessed with the Wiggles, loves it. Now, I watch a lot of the Wiggles. Is Captain Feathersword a bit of a loose unit? Like, he sounds like someone that you're sort of shuffling out of the pub at the end. He looks fun.
He is a lot of fun. Captain, we call him Paddy. His name is Paul Paddock. He lives up in Brisbane. He's a great guy. He is a lot of fun. We drive ourselves around Queenslander.
That explains everything.
So when are
we
you
drive
on the...
ourselves around Australia, and he drives the car that I'm in, which is always a bit of a worry sometimes.
Is it the red one? Are you in the red one?
The big red one?
When are you on the road again, Simon? Do you know? And when are you coming back to Melbourne?
Well, we don't know. We were meant to be. We're doing a regional tour of New South Wales at the moment, which got cancelled. We've got plans for the end of the year, but it's just all up in the air, isn't it? So we definitely will be. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but it's a bit hard to know at the moment.
Okay.
His next performance will be in a really leafy area in a big mansion called Fifi's
it's
Box.
It's not a mansion, it's a small weather board. Simon, thank you so much for coming on the show. And this is great. This new, I'm going to get my head around your new sleep albums.
Yeah, there's two new albums, which is so cool. Calm and Quiet, Soothing Sounds for Relaxing Baby, and Sweet Dreams, White Noise Sleep Aid for Baby. Such a good idea. They're both available to stream and download now.
Oh, okay.
Is it Zammel doing the white noise?
that's called brown noise, I think.
did those songs work on Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't need them.
Anyway, it's Lockie now.
It's all changed.
You've got to wake up Lockie now. Yeah.
Sorry, Lockie.
There's something in that purple. There's something in that sweater. Yes. It's putting everyone to sleep. Give it a wash.
But I love the way these new albums are for baby. No, they're for me. I'll be having those in my earbuds tonight as I go to sleep. Simon,
thank you so much
for joining us. This is a real thrill.
Great to see you guys. And that's on the cover of the album. That's little Asher. Asher's on the cover from when he was a little
baby
boy.
How'd
you get
that? Yeah. Hope he gets your royalties.
Thanks, mate.
Hilariously Melbourne.